Thank y'all very much.
I got to ask you something. How this next song sort of deals with this subject. This song was written by a friend of mine, and which he later on to write a movie based on this song called Harry and the Hendersons. I don't know if you ever saw that. But this is dedicated to all of you folks. How many of you have seen things in your life when you were by yourself that you were afraid to tell anybody about? Me neither. This song was written about just that thing. It's called, and it's got all the people in my hometown in it, and it is about a true incident that did happen when we sort of made light of it. It's called The Biggest Whatever That Ever Was. It was Delbo Wiggins while returning the jam jar to Bessie Mae Hootenpah's place. About a mile out of town on the West Plains Road, he disappeared without a trace. They discovered his teeth when the county police made an investigation of the case. And Cousin Bell Simmons said that Sheriff Court Pryor had the strangest look on his face. It was the biggest whatever that anybody ever saw. Covered with fur and came rolling in from Arkansas. Purple patch on its crawl. It was the biggest whatever that anybody ever saw. About. He said now back before the war was a whole lot more than ever came this far south. He said I don't mind seeing one from time to time, but I hope it ain't his regular route. It was the biggest whatever that anybody ever saw. Covered with fur and came rolling in from Arkansas. 40 feet high, gleaming its eye, and a big purple patch on its crawl. It was the biggest whatever that anybody ever saw. Ever saw. Coming with fur and came a-running in from Arkansas. Oh, 40 feet high and a gleaming its eye and a big purple patch on its crawl. It was the biggest whatever than anybody ever saw. It was the biggest whatever than anybody ever saw.